Doesn't matter for the camera.
Hello. Right.
I think it should be a break for ads.
That should be this one, okay.
But I think maybe that should be on the.
Yeah, trying to know what that is. That's, this is a bit of HTML goo. I think
yeah.
there should be a break for and. And I don't know what to do with the HTML goo.
NBDA,
but
this
is
lambda.
Yeah. And this isn't a separate thing, so I would agree that you
yes,
underline the
goo. Of course it is.
You
yeah.
underline the goo in
and
each
goo.
Case,
okay.
but not the and.
Yeah.
Right?
Do you reckon it stands for lambda?
Yeah.
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 yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What's different? Is this?
Mm-hmm.
High excitation emission lines.
Mm.
I think high excitation should be in because it's just saying. It's talking about the species that the emission lines are coming from.
Yes.
Mm.
Okay. Alright, you don't get that.
Let me know in nebulosity.
ESO, I don't think it's an instrument.
ESO isn't an instrument.
Okay.
You're right. We agreed for to keep Hubble?
To mm-hmm. not. Yes, to keep Hubble. For this, that
yeah,
should
that
be
should
green
be
as well.
Time. Yeah. It's yeah.
It's
do you think that's
name.
Part of the name? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I have no way of knowing.
Yeah. I think it's all.
Absorption line systems shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
Absorption line systems. And again.
Yeah. Right.
I'm talking about column densities, which is a derived property.
Yeah,
yes.
it's species ions again, aren't they?
Yeah,
aren't
that's fine.
Individual ions.
And Lyman alpha cloud shouldn't be in there either.
No.
No, for some reason I seem to have just died.
I win.
We got bored. You're right there.
Okay.
I forgot to keep track of the overall score, like who.
Yeah, yeah. No. Is there a prize at the end? Bottle of champagne.
I've labelled that wrong.
Okay.
And again.
That's a separate feature. Okay.
It is, but is emission line AGN a separate class from AGN? I don't think it is. I think AGN.
Emission line AGN.
You wouldn't.
You can
that.
Get AGN without emission lines.
But I don't think you particularly class them as a separate source. A separate source class.
I think in
it
Phil's paper he does, doesn't he? The paper I pointed you to a few weeks ago or last week?
Mm. I didn't need it.
I didn't know what he meant, but yes. I've seen people talk about them as separate classes, but I don't really know what that means.
And I guess there is a difference between an AGM with emission lens and one without, especially if it's X-ray detected.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm happy with that,
mm-hmm.
as long as that's read as well,
yeah.
which it is. Oh, galactic stars. I think you're right again there.
Okay. Yeah.
G-dwarfs
are things, aren't they?
Presumably.
That's
all right.
One.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Well, there's one of them out over here, I think.
Right.
Our son is a G-dwarf.
There you go.
I saw it yesterday.
Cluster, you're right.
Yeah.
Absorption
by Lyman Alpha Forest.
But it's the same Lyman Alpha Forest systems again, so you're right there.
Yeah, okay.
Well, then maybe it shouldn't be any. Yeah, I just took a
yeah. Radio lab quasar again.
Mm-hmm.
Emission models definitely not. Why associated?
Now, we had a debate about this before. And I can't remember why I decided to mark associated. what
yeah.
does it mean?
It means it's associated with some physical thing, but it doesn't have anything to do with the spectral features, I don't think. Does it?
What is associated with absorption? It doesn't say it's associated
process,
with
though,
what?
Isn't it? Is it in process?
I don't know. I've got no idea what it means.
I'm happy to say M2 whatnot absorption is a spectral feature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But associated means it's associated to
yeah.
some physical thing.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Is that what it means again?
Yeah.
Perfect. And associated again.
Those are
mechanisms,
but they don't count, I think. Yeah, I just missed it. That's it.
And we should have put emission line features, shouldn't we?
Hmm? Yeah, we should do.
But we're not supposed to mark things we've done differently, so.
Yeah, we did that the same. But it's different from what we've been doing.
We just talked about
well, I think
underlining features.
You can actually mark it if it isn't altering what's in the manual. Oh, it's only altering
yeah.
earlier rules.
Yeah, and it's not in the manual, is it?
It doesn't say in the manual about features or not, but we when we saw ones previously, we marked features.
Yeah,
yeah.
Then do, I think.
Extend.
Yeah.
Yeah, same for extend. If we've both been not marking it,
yeah.
there might be other instances in the text where it's not marked.
Yeah. But, well, within the sentence that you're sort of currently looking at, feel free to correct it that way that
mm-hmm.
you like. It's not only about resolution, it's sort of like coming up with a corrective version.
Right,
on
okay.
These pieces.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay.
You've seen the other one, the quasar, right? The
yes.
Right.
And this is exactly the same as last one. And the systems.
Yep.
IM galaxies.
Is it kind of a regular galaxy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do now, sorry?
Hubble deep field is being marked. And yep. absorption
isn't
shouldn't be marked.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't think Able cluster is different from cluster. Enable clusters just
yeah, that's actually marked explicitly in HIN not to have AVAR clusters.
Yes, right.
So, yeah.
Soft access.
That definitely gets to go in. That's not a component.
No,
yeah, okay.
I agree.
We can have soft access.
I agree.
yeah, we can come to blows
yes,
over soft access.
You're right, because that's extended emission and Compton emission.
Okay.
I think you're right in both of them.
Yeah. Okay.
X-ray BL lax and radio BL lax, I think, are because BL within should be marked.
Yeah, I agree.
So
that's fine.
Nope.
No.
No,
for continuum.
No.
Luminosity.
I think that's just a species again.
Yeah, that's fine.
I can agree with taking that out. Intermediate, it's a region.
That is so called.
It shouldn't be highlighted, you're right.
Yeah, I don't think it should be.
Because
Because it's
if
a region.
If we talk about the borderline
yeah.
region, we're not supposed to highlight it.
Yeah.
Necessarily, it's just it's not really.
Yeah, it's badly written.
It's so cool.
Infrared gases. We said not to mark things based solely on sources defined only by wavelength. So we can't include infrared galaxies.
Yeah, just galaxies.
Starbursts count?
Yes, they do,
surely.
Oh, yes, assuming you're talking about starburst galaxies rather than starbursts within a galaxy. But they are
yes.
talking about starburst galaxies.
Yeah.
And galaxies?
Galaxies.
Continue or continue on flux? It's another one of those that doesn't really make
it doesn't
a difference.
Really matter. I'd say continuum flux, but obviously
most
I don't care.
In most of these cases, we've put flux in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Single feature. Word line.
No, I'm happy to take that out.
I was going to say put it in.
Oh.
The lack of word line polarization. Borderline polarization,
is that a spectral feature? I think you'd want the whole thing to some extent.
No, you can't.
You can't get just one
point to it.
But you can if you've got a spectrum that's split by polarized light.
Yeah. Well, I think I would actually leave it with only the thunders. Line in it. I'm assuming that's what you've been doing earlier on.
Yes. Okay.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. I don't know what was marked here.
Have you got the bottom of this page?
No.
We're missing weak line. I don't. So they're saying weak line radio galaxies are a separate class of radio galaxies.
No. I said that weak line was. Because it's a modifier, should be included, which I think it should. Even though weak-line radio galaxies are... This should be underlined, this should be green.
Okay,
well, actually, sorry, I think this cut-up page continues in the next...
Oh, right, okay. So are we the same on the bottom?
Yeah,
right.
Characterized
right.
by unusually...
Okay, so the question is... Oh.
No, is it?
Oh, no, it's different.
Yeah, no, you've got line.
Different
than
any
weak-line.
Oh,
I've got line, that's fine.
Mm.
Line comes out, and should come out as well.
And should come up.
Oh yeah.
So there's
a line there.
But I think
different.
Weak line should be in.
And an and.
Okay.
Different
yeah.
so
in the same way if you have broad line, it would be in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's okay.
Right.
Galactic black hole candidates.
They just made that up. And gave it an acronym.
Yeah.
HC.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
the
first time. Line again. We've got emission line in the ratios. That's fine. Infrared galaxies.
Yeah.
It's right again. Oh, no,
it's not right.
Yeah.
Mm. Lime-emitting gas, I don't like. Yeah. Infrared galaxies, we can't have. That's okay.
The emission feature, which we're including now.
That's okay. Depth, Lyman and alpha absorption trust the same, right? Yeah. Emission feature.
Star-forming galaxies.
That can't be in.
No, we can't. Star-forming galaxy should be in.
Yes.
That's what you did earlier anyway.
Yes,
so.
That should be in.
Protogalactic clump.
That
is not a source type. What were you thinking?
It's a lump.
Something.
Emission feature again.
Yeah. Deep absorption.
That should be because it's not an absorber, it's an absorption.
No, but it says it covers
something
differently,
yeah.
Small angular size, it's a physical thing.
Yeah, it's a crazy source.
Yeah,
okay.
That's
fine.
Yeah.
Features.
Yeah. Feature again.
This feature. Yeah, okay.
Is it touch respectful feature?
No.
Don't climb out of it again.
Yeah, you don't get that. Okay. Those are regents, globs.
Yeah.
Nebula.
And the rest is the same.
Yeah.
Now a line should be in.
Yeah.
X-ray BLX.
Yeah, that's okay. Intermediate types? Yeah,
we put in type 1.8 and type 1.9.
Did we in the end?
Yeah.
Oh, right. You get it then. That doesn't go in. That's okay.
It's complicated.
Right,
oh, it's okay.
It's like, I don't like systems.
And we don't like that one. And we don't like that one.
Yep. Yeah, that's okay.
Well, hang on then. Wasn't there one just a minute ago in which I had a line?
Yes, we are taking out a line on its own. Right? So, yes.
But you just.
Every time.
Keeping lines there.
Yes,
so
you have to pick. What line are we talking about? In general, every time there's been a line. Has there been a line? Okay, it's
line width.
But it's still. Where's that's lines? Have we had any just where it says
line ratios?
We've been taking out line as a.
Word that relates to other words.
Adjective.
My head is going.
Yeah.
But
right.
Lines are still
lines. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. I agree that that can go out because that's a fitting thing.
Not that old, no.
Absorption features in the UV spectra.
Or in the UV. I don't think spectra should be there. But if it's a wavelength or a wave boundary, we're putting it in.
Okay. It's likely one spectrum in the UV, which you can see absorption features in.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm right. And here I think I'm right again.
Line centre you can point to. Not like line width, but you can point to line centre.
Mm.
In fact, the whole thing should be like that, I think.
Line centre?
You can point to the
line
wings.
You'd say line wings. All right, you get it.
Right,
you win. Eclipsing. I don't know.
No, that shouldn't be in there.
Yeah, you're right there.
You're right. Starburst. Oh, starburst active. Starburst like activity. That's. I don't think that's a class. It's a action.
Yeah, but then AGN like activity.
Yeah.
But
an
AGN
is
a class. A
starburst
is a
class.
A starburst is a type of galaxy, but it's also something that can happen within a galaxy.
An
AGN. But an AGN is an object. A starburst, you can't say.
But we're counting starbursts. A starburst galaxies.
We're counting starburst if it means galaxy. If this means starburst galaxy-like activity, that's fair.
No, but a starburst galaxy is only a galaxy which has a starburst in it. Like an AG, an active galaxy is just a galaxy with an AGN in it.
But starburst refers to.
Well, from the linguistics side, if you mark starburst before and if you feel that starbursts are like objects, then I think it should stay in the disease,
mm-hmm.
even though it's modified by activity or it's modifying activity.
Okay, let's keep it.
I think they're the same. They either have to both stay or both go, and
mm-hmm.
I think they should stay.
Yeah, I think it was maybe it's star forming. Like it to be different, but yeah.
Star formation we weren't putting in.
Yes, that's right. But starburst. Okay, we've just got this split up. I think it should be H. You're right, it's two.
Or
it's a wavelength region.
It's a wavelength region.
But it's in between that line and that line.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm right here. That's
you
quite
are,
a
yes.
bit of an
one. Line wishes.
Okay. Infrared galaxies. This time
but
you
galaxies
better.
Should be in.
But galaxies should be in. Mm-hmm.
So we need to write that.
Right.
Hold on.
Oh. What have we done?
Oh no, they are the same. Sorry. Absorption line systems.
Hubble.
Hubble. And Hubble. And galaxy.
Yeah.
Oh, galaxy
in the galaxy distribution.
Still the distribution of galaxies.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Ionization lines?
Yeah, we did it before. Yeah, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
We're
doing special shapes, were we?
Yes, don't include that spectrum. Prisms?
Yeah, that counts.
Low ionization. Oh, weak O3 should be in.
Mm-hmm.
Low ionization. They're low bowels, aren't they?
Are they?
Low bowel is a separate class of source.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true. That counts.
I don't know if high bowels are, but low bowels are.
They are. Mm-hmm. It's a big joke.
Oh,
high
okay.
bowels.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next.
I shouldn't. You might there.
Yeah,
emission line candidates.
That means objects that are identified
yes,
and
right.
maybe at a particular redshift based on it.
Yeah.
That doesn't count.
Continuum, I think, should be in. Although it's talking about
continuum
mass and continuum flux should be in.
Well, you haven't been earlier, have you?
I thought we had.
I don't remember about luminosities. We've been putting in continuum flux.
Have you? Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we were doing broadband detections. We were doing, yeah. Nice team. Mine too. Now, what were we doing if...
Radio lab quasar should be in, Z equals 2 shouldn't.
And what
the
were we
rule
doing?
Was to leave it in, was it?
I don't know, because you're looking in language speak. Well, each conduct is a separate entity. That's different.
Yeah, that's for things marked with and.
Mark subsections of entities. No, that's different. It doesn't really say.
Yeah, it doesn't say.
So we need a rule for that.
Is it goo again, or is it really z equals 2?
Z equals 2 is, means at a certain distance.
Mm-hmm.
So that shouldn't be in, but radio log quasars is a thing.
Oh, right.
So it's whether to include the z equals 2 in the...
Mm-hmm. If it was radio log quasar, then you would mark it as one thing.
Yeah.
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 I think it makes sense to mark the whole thing then as one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you...
That's whatever's easiest for you.
No!
Yeah, let's take it out. Haunting. Spectral
yep.
components.
No.
X-ray binaries.
Mm-hmm.
How about the field again?
Mm-hmm.
Emission line objects.
No, we can't
should
have
be
that.
In either of them.
Yeah.
Radio quasar should be
source type.
Yeah. Now you've done one and not the other. And you're right, because one's line formation and one's line profile.
Yeah.
IGM, I've done again.
Right.
Isn't that easy?
Yes. Yeah.
Components.
Yeah.
We
can get rid of that, can't we?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. But we want the lines still.
The
galaxy,
galaxy
or
galaxy?
The galaxy.
Given that it is the galaxy.
It should be the galaxy.
It should be the galaxy.
Yeah.
It's a proper, whatever the word is.
HPC complexes. I don't know what HPC stands for, but since they're complexes, we can cross it out.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what
HPC stands
no.
for?
Does.
Known to lie in the direction of high velocity clouds.
High
yeah,
velocity
that
clouds.
Should be
yeah.
in there.
Yeah, that's right.
ICN.
Mm-hmm.
Scuba.
That's an instrument.
Sometimes, anyway, when it works.
You're right there.
Should
be this, and it probably is. That's probably
no, but no, you're right, and this should be red as well. It should all be.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Now the energy are different. I missed out that.
Right. I don't think that matters very much.
Just keep HP2, I think, given that we're not putting line width itself.
Okay.
Even line width is line width. You can have flux.
Hooray!
Nope, not that line, but we want enhanced.
Do
we?
What
we wanted, unless it's relative, we want modifiers of spectral lines, e.g. weak board lines.
But enhanced relative to what?
Weak relative to what, though? It's all relative, but it's still a modifier of that line.
Okay.
Sorry, the AGN, I think that should be one entity, right? The wasn't it according to the axiom rule? Yes, that's right. Mark the whole string as one entity, acronym.
No,
but
only when it's embedded.
Yeah.
Oh, but the second one. Or it's included beside
yeah.
mark it all as one entity.
Yeah, that's
right. Oh, I don't think I was doing that.
Yes, I don't know how many times I've missed that either.
Yeah, I've missed that a lot.
Weak emission. I think it should be in there.
Yeah. Okay.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'm including emission.
Are you?
Yeah, extended emission is extended. We've not been including extended
no.
emission.
No, that's true, so we shouldn't have that on either of us.
No.
Yeah.
But then weak
emission,
emission
levels is just a way of
yeah.
saying
yeah,
no,
yeah.
I agree.
No, nothing at all.
Starburst contribution.
That's not a separate.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh yeah,
that's right. Red contribution should be in.
Okay.
Board line emission in the rest frame UV should all be one.
Yeah. Yeah, that
no,
should be
it.
Out.
Yeah. Oh, no, it shouldn't.
We weren't doing components.
No.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a radiative transfer thing. So they don't mean. They mean photons in the lines escape. Not that. That's not something you can point to. I don't think that counts.
Yes, that's true. Associated again, which means. continuum source shouldn't be in.
Mm-hmm.
An associated shouldn't be in. CTO.
That should be. Oh, wait, is that because that's an observatory, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is the CTIO 4 meter the name of that telescope? And the AOT is an observatory as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, but it's also a telescope. And I think if there's no other way of describing it, a telescope. The CTIO 4 meter telescope must be what it's called, otherwise they call it a name.
It's the Blanco, actually, usually.
Yeah.
But anyway. I don't mind.
We're
including observatory because if it's part of the proper name of the measurement.
But then we have to include 4 meter as well.
Yeah.
Yes. Up the telescope? No, just 4 meter.
Yeah. I agree.
Oh, no, it should. Iron and absorption. Is it contamination from blended iron and absorption lines? No, it's not.
What is that colour doing there?
If the comma wasn't there, it would be in.
Accounting for galactic reddening contamination from blended iron. What they mean is blended
iron
lines.
Yeah.
So they do mean iron lines. So.
Yes,
it should be in.
Yeah.
And we're keeping line in because of strength. Continuum flux, so we should have all
in. We're doing that, yeah.
No!
Oh,
yeah. Don't give you hundreds of those. This is quick.
Dab lime and alpha QSO.
I don't think that's a separate class of quasar. I don't know about quasars.
I don't know what that means either. Damped lime and alpha QSOs. It's not a source stuff. That's definitely true.
No.
Yeah. That's okay. DAWDs.
What was D?
White dwarf.
There's WDs. 25 of DA type and 6 of DD type.
It has hydrogen or helium in the atmosphere.
Okay, so it is a different
white dwarf
class.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Yes, you're fine with that.
I'll put multiple in there. We're not supposed to do components.
No,
that's
fine. So neither of them.
Okay.
At all, guys.
Or, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. No absorptions. That should be highlighted. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Low luminosity QSOs. No. People talk about them a lot, but.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, we're doing ultra
those
luminous galaxies. So we should do.
Unless you could keep it then.
Yeah.
Mm.
People
only
discuss them
as
a separate class.
Distinct.
They are as much as ultra luminous galaxies are.
Okay. No absorption lines
should
be in. Yeah.
Good for food.
I didn't try not to do associated ones.
Regions. I shouldn't have done that.
Yes, you shouldn't.
Oh, A and B.
And we. Oh gosh, what if we can do that A?
No, that's the conjunct rule. I'm right here, I think.
Yes, you are.
Yes,
yeah. Strong, soft X-ray flux. Yeah, you can put it
that.
And that's associated absorption lines.
Oh, right. In the AAL outflow. That doesn't count.
And absorption in small clouds. That
doesn't count.
Now this is the conjunct rule again.
And I didn't.
Blue wings of this and this and this.
Yeah.
And this is one double line. And
this.
And presumably that's red there.
Yeah, I don't know what.
this
I think
means.
If the line's too long, you've
highlighted
it
as one. Oh, I highlighted
it
all as one, right.
And I've highlighted it separate, it should be separate.
Okay.
Well, what's this end thing? Because that is not marked in the...
I think if the line's too long, it's only putting the bottom line, because Olivia would have marked from blue all the way to the end as one long line.
No, sorry, I mean the
the
more
end
of the end as well.
Yeah,
but I think it probably was and just hasn't printed because Olivia wouldn't have started marking at 1402 on the two lines above. Yeah, but I think it's just missing out the printing if the line goes over the end.
Oh, I see.
If you look
so your end
look
starts.
What Olivia's done here.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah.
Olivia wouldn't have just highlighted that line.
Right.
She would have highlighted the whole thing.
Yeah.
So end published.
So you're mostly setting set it for the solution where you mark all contacts.
Yes, and it just hasn't printed that.
Yeah.
But it is marked, I think.
Right.
Perception components don't count.
Mm-hmm.
Continuum source, does that count?
Shouldn't be.
Shouldn't be. Oh, so is that's right.
But it's is that also the name of the source?
Probably.
Yeah.
So it should be this one plus the pink.
Yeah.
Line
broadness.
I think that should be it.
That's a way of saying line width, though, and we don't mark line
that's
width.
True. Well, okay, yeah. So we've been in
rich
iron
spectrum.
You're probably right. To the feature of the spectrum. Does that make it a spectrum feature?
Something that you can point to, right? Or
yeah.
Well, kind of. It's, and if you had a spectrum, you had all the lines of actually lots of different elements, and you have to work out all the ones to put your eye on lines, then after that you look and say, has a lot of eye on it.
It's a feature of the whole spectrum,
yeah.
Right? You can't see
yeah.
it.
That's
a
rich iron spectrum.
Oh,
I
right.
agree.
This is a rich
iron
spectrum.
Yeah, so that's it's like a derived property.
Yeah.
I think so. Oh.
Yeah, it's not a spectral feature, it's a feature of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
That's not
a different.
Shouldn't go in.
Yes.
Okay. Can I make it to our second cookie break?
Giant ellipticals or ellipticals? You will
have mine. I think are giant elliptical separate things? I don't know.
Yeah.
They are separate, but are they a separate class? I think they probably are.
Line of emitting gas when we get in.
Ionized emission.
If you're doing emission from high.
Yes,
they are
not ionized in that.
Well,
you can point to ionized emission rather than.
She was allowed emission from high excitation whatnot. And that's exactly
emission
the same.
Emission from high excitation lines.
Yeah, that's exactly
yeah.
the same as.
It's pointing there and saying, look, there's a high excitation emission. And there's not high excitation.
Okay,
yeah.
If you both think so. Yeah.
Well, I'm not certain if high excitation should go in, but if high excitation should go in, I think ionized means the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay.
Line ratio.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Oh,
you've
yeah,
got
yeah.
X-ray source. R117.
Now our line secret one should all be one, with the red inside it.
Mm-hmm. No, that's... This is
yeah.
describing the band you do the observations in?
It's describing the line you're looking for.
Yeah.
No? That counts?
I think so.
We've included it before when you said this has been detected.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
form. I think should be in.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Wait, how's next? Ooh, those shouldn't be there, should they? No.
Templar notes is not systems, yeah.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Well, hang on though, but. Is it just. Describe your mechanism there. It isn't a
yes.
feature as such.
No, I think it's a spectral
process.
Feature. You can point to phantomplasma and alpha absorption. In the same way, you can point to HB to emission, although HB to emission is a process.
I think this is what we agreed to cross out before, isn't it?
No, phantomplasma and alpha absorption systems we crossed out.
Mm-hmm.
We also crossed out.
I think it's a process.
I think it's a process too. I think. Especially when they're saying we're choosing low redshift absorption. That's not
what
really something you can point to.
You can point to low redshift damp planar alpha absorption because you're shifted in the spectrum there.
Not too fast, I don't think.
Would it be if it was HB to absorption? And you just took out the low redshift. Quasars with HB to absorption you'd put in.
I'm not sure.
Because it's a spectral feature. I think damp climate alpha absorption.
It's whether it's a process or a feature. But
I
can't remember what we've done before.
Because we've every feature is produced.
Well,
by
if it
a
was
process.
If it was absorption in damp climate alpha clouds, you'd not mark absorption.
Yes, it depends what it says. What it means with low redshift damp planar alpha cloud absorption. If it was damp planar alpha absorbers, that would be different. But I think absorption.
I do think it's a process, I think.
It's a process, but it also produces a spectral feature. Where you can say, there's the damp planar alpha absorption. There's
yeah,
the
well, that's true.
In the same
that's
way
true.
That.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, HB to emission is a process.
Yeah.
Well, we've both marked it, so that's.
Yeah, that should
yeah,
be in there.
Microquasars.
They're dubbed microquasars.
Yeah. That means it's newfangled.
Is it going to be a decent source type in the future? I haven't heard it referred to since. But
yeah.
But just talk about the microquasar.
Yeah, but they've made up that word.
Yeah, I think you're right. They have me. On the other hand, if we're having hyperluminous galaxies, where you know they've just got ultra-luminous and ooh, even more hyperluminous.
Yeah.
Well, someone must have made that up for the first time.
But do they? What defines a microquasar?
Same as a hyperluminous galaxy being very, very extreme.
But
I guess keep it pretty. Yeah.
I reckon a dwarf amorphous nuclei stealth galaxy.
I made that one up, so yeah.
A Danas
that
is a.
Yeah, you, there's not been more than one study of dwarf amorphous nuclear starburst galaxies. So that. Do we say we take that out?
Yeah, okay. But what about the acronym? Because that
yeah,
has
that's got it in.
That should
so
be
that's
in.
Okay. Yeah.
Starburst nuclei. You're right. Oh. The object.
Oh.
If it was starburst galaxies, it would be in there. Starburst nuclei refers to a region within
yeah,
an object which would not
like
be observed separately.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, what happened also? You found that dwarf amorphous galaxies, that's not a proper name, but you still include the acronym? Or
because the acronym has starburst in it, galaxies in it, in the S. And
oh,
if the
okay.
acronym includes it.
Oh, right, okay.
Then it has to be in there. Continue with flux, you know.
Mm-hmm.
UV and optical emission line.
Ratios.
Yeah.
I think all that goes then, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We wouldn't have line ratios.
No.
So yeah.
UV and optical UV and optical emission should be in there though. No, it shouldn't.
No.
Yeah. No, it modifies ratios.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. No emission. Okay, so I've highlighted this in red and then the whole thing in green. Because type 2
metallics
isn't one.
Yeah,
so
that's fine.
Right. As long as this is
plus red.
TV gamma ray emission.
We weren't doing
broadband
detection.
Using the Whipple F.
That's definitely an instrument
it
name.
Is, yes. Very stupid, but yes.
Right, you're right there.
FBS objects shouldn't be in there.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but it's got objects.
Yeah, you're right.
And the MAMA scanning machine is
it's
an
instrument.
It's not
yeah.
a telescope, but it's an instrument.
Okay. So you can have that. Right. But the other one we stopped after 4 meter.
Oh yes, it should
be. There as well.
No emission lines from higher.
We did it this way before.
Yeah. Absorption features. Weak continuum.
Yeah,
be
you're
separate.
Right.
Continuum radiation.
No.
Neither.
Neither.
Mm-hmm.
Narrowline region emission.
Yep.
Ooh.
That's
I
emissions
that
from the narrowline region. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't.
Narrowline emission should be in.
Yeah. Yeah, white dwarfs is a source type.
SB Loba is a source type.
Yeah, you're right.
Stupid, but maybe NK
yeah.
is. Oh, no, Keck Observatory. Yes, we did decide Keck.
Keck is
going
yeah.
in.
We didn't allow iron spectrum, so we shouldn't allow H or helium 2 spectrum either.
Yeah, that's fine.
At all. And we shouldn't allow emission.
Yeah. Piezoelectronic.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Radio quasars?
Radio quasars,
yeah.
sorry.
Oh, no, radio loud and radio quieter.
But radio quasars means radio loud quasars.
It does.
Yeah. UV excess is alright, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's a special feature. We weren't doing flat spectrum quasars, were we? No. Were we?
I think they're a separate class, yes. We're not putting them in spectral, but I think
right.
we are putting them in. Because it's so broadband, but yes, they are separate.
Right. You're right there. Line strengths.
No,
needs
we can't
equivalent width, yeah.
Group.
I did miss group.
Telescope,
you're
right.
Yeah.
Hey!
Wow. Excellent.
It's under a proper name because it's got a capital T.
Yeah.
Well, that's very good.
Hooray! Well done.
Under 2 hours.
Excellent.
Well, once we've got them identified, a lot of them were
yeah.
the same problem.
Yeah.
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 Must have been in here. And more to the point, can I get to it without.
No,
carrying a little bit of iguana with me.
Excuse me, Karen. Do we need to remain wired up? Or are we done?
I think that's it, isn't it? I think so. We're done.
Excellent.
Right. Oh, great. Well, thank you very much.
Sure.
is on our down here.
You could just do it. I'll put it next to there so people know what it is. This looks excellent. That was very straightforward.
Yeah, not so bad.
We have a lot of agreements.
Are we all going to the observatory?
I'm not, I'm going into my other office in Nest.
How are
you going?
Well, I was going to say, well, take a taxi, but if it's just me, maybe I'll wait for a bus or something.
Can I just
I will
take
a cycle.
Yeah.
Yeah.